This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in studio with
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
A few more minutes with you guys left. You had about 15 or so minutes. If you'd like to get in touch, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We are talking about altruism, paying it forward, giving it back, whatever you want to call it. Paying it forward is what we're going with, though, because, you know, we liked the idea of it. We first read about it maybe a few years ago about some pizza parlor, Rose's Pizza, where some guy bought a pizza and then paid for somebody else behind him. We thought it was a great idea. WeChat are being altruistic by doing a experiment.
Just curious, like the Rose's Pizza parlor, like...
Are you going to kill that for us too?
No, I'm just saying they got on social media a lot and we're talking... No marketing at all?
No social media back then, I think.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
But we know.
We know of it.
Yeah, across the world, we know of it.
It's now got into folklore, hasn't it? Mm. Right. Shall we get some feedback via WhatsApp, please, Audrey?
Yes. Yeah, so Ellen here says that I work at an online fundraising platform for social impact called Simply Giving, and I see people paying it forward every day. Yes, people pay it forward because of a variety of reasons, but if the result is getting more people impacting the world in a positive way, then why not? That was from Ellen. Thank you.
Are you listening, Arvin?
I am. Loud and clear.
Irene says that she once drove an elderly disabled couple home. She didn't know them. She saw them by the side of the road and she didn't get anything in return. So is that considered altruism? She said that it made her feel good and gave her faith that someone might help her parents if they were ever in
need. So this is perfect. This is like 100% perfect. Yeah, that's like, I don't know. For me, that's the definition of altruism. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We also have some feedback on our story on the how NBA has gotten a basketball AI app called Home Court to draft their next superstar. Right. Fir Azari says that for your information, pro cycling teams are already scouting talent using Zwift. Mm. That's Zwift with a Z. Oh,
great. Thanks for letting us know about that.
There's also another one here from Benjamin who says just afraid some hackers will ruin the system a la Gattaca. Then some no talent hack will get a contract and then play so poorly, the team will lose money firing or keeping him. Or we get someone who is sufficiently talented but only at scoring points in the app but is useless in real-world matches, like a sportsman version of Bieber. Yes, Benjamin said that.
He is talented. look, I'm not a Bieber fan, but he is talented. You know, the fella can play drums and guitar. He can sing. He's a songwriter. He's all of those things. I might not like him, but it's true.
Is it too late not to say sorry, Benjamin?
This sounds like an Adam Sandler movie or something.
It's a Friday.
It's Fun Friday, in fact. Speaking of all things fun, let's go over to our regular clown, Arvin.
So this is, I have no idea how to digest this, how to like summarize this story.
Because it's a great story.
It is. It was on the Verge and it's super long, so you should go check it out over the weekend or something. But it's about nomads in the US who travel from state to state, cross country, just to stock up on Amazon goods. And not to stock up Amazon, they don't directly help Amazon. It's basically to make a business out of supplying Amazon with things that they ran out of.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's say Amazon, just say there's something from Stranger Things season one, the Eggos. Mm. You know, if they've all run out and no one can find them anymore, but they are merchandise that still sells, collectors still want them. So they use your scanner on Amazon, it says out of stock, we'll be supplying whenever, you know, not sure. They go out to find the Eggos and sell them to people who want them on their own storefront.
Got it.
Mm. Yeah, so they're still like Amazon merchants, they still have their Amazon profiles and accounts and stuff, but they use Amazon as a way of gauging what people want, what the trends are, what is missing, what people would pay way more for. It's basically people that move from state to state looking for stuff they can make a profit out of, like scavengers or what do you call those? There's a program on the History Channel where they go digging for like old things and antiques, and it's like
in
pawn stars,
the UK, there's the Antiques Roadshow.
That's one, but this is like the US counterpart. We get a Storage Wars.
Storage Wars.
Yeah, that's one of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Christine. Yeah, so, you know, they're like, they say that they go from small towns to rural towns. They check inventory. They go from shops that have not sold out their, let's say, like a stack of board games. Then they haul their van or whatever they have with these things. Then they go onto Amazon and then they sell them from remote locations like motels, from the back of their vans, just using like, you know, decent internet connections. Mm. And some people, so this is interesting. They say that Some people pay extreme prices for the most ordinary things. Like one customer paid $300 for a pack of discontinued dental floss. No idea why. It is just one pack, $300. Another parent, so this one's a bit, it's bittersweet because another parent paid $100 for a plastic cup, a red plastic cup, because their autistic son would only drink out of that one type of cup and he wouldn't get drink out of anything else. Because it was a plastic cup, it wore out and he couldn't use that cup anymore. So they went on Amazon and paid $100 just for that same identical looking cup. Mm. And it was only on Amazon because these people went out and scavenged for it. They basically went from store to store to store and they picked up these cups and it sold on Amazon.
I read a story last week on Reddit, actually, about a young boy who is autistic, and he had this plate with dinosaurs on. A friend of his accidentally dropped the plate. He would only eat from this plate. A friend of his dropped the plate, broke the plate. The kid wouldn't eat. This guy went on this is altruism. Guy went online and said, my kid won't eat because, you know, of this dinosaur plate is broken. Can you help me find another one? The internet and Reddit went crazy, found him another plate, shipped it to him. All was well in the world.
So they crowdsourced for it.
They crowdsourced
using the internet. Yeah. It's so this is something. I mean, this is not that sweet, but it's just basically people, meeting the small demands that you might have on Amazon. Chu has come in on WhatsApp and said that another program is American Pickers. So that's another one where they go and pick old items and stuff that could fetch a price. Company's name is called Antique Archaeology.
There you go.
So that's one. So I don't know. For me, I have so many questions about this because one, is it even ethical for them to do this because they are stocking up and hauling on goods that other people could buy for a normal price? They are buying it, loading it into their vans or their motels and selling it for, they are jacking up the prices basically. That's one. But maybe they're also helping the stores get rid of their old stock, because if they don't do it, then
they just go to waste.
They go to waste. Like, who's going to travel all across the country to buy something like a board game that ran out on Amazon? So maybe it's because of these people that those people who are in the urban cities or the urban areas are able to buy the stuff that they want because of these nomads who are stocking up Amazon. There's also, if these things are so profitable, then why are the store owners not doing it themselves? They have the stock. Why aren't they putting it on Amazon? Is it because they are disconnected from the network, because they don't know about Amazon, because it's too much work? So that's another question. It's a weird, I can't decide if it's like a carefree, this is the American dream kind of thing, going on the road, no schedules, nothing to worry about, no bills, or if it's just like crippling laziness.
Well, I mean, you saw that I was trying to get hold of a book recently. The only place I could find it was on Amazon. This book is about a Malaysian person, written in Malaysia, published in Malaysia, but I could only find it in a British library because somebody from England had decided that somebody in Malaysia or elsewhere might want to read this Malaysian story.
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So is it good or bad?
Well, if it hadn't have been for that person, I think that book would have just rotted away somewhere in England, sadly.
I guess for them, they've identified that, they've identified a gap in the market. They've identified that there is a demand for something and they've gone out there, they've taken the initiative to search for it, hunt it down, and then they're making a profit off their effort, I guess.
Still business.
Right? There must have been a time when you've wanted something, be it a Blu-ray, be it a poster or something, and you've gone online, you can't find it, and you've been like, I wish somebody would just find one of these, and I wish they'd just upload it. And then you've gone, oh, one's appeared, one's come from somewhere.
Because of a nomad.
Because of a nomad somewhere.
Yes, nomad went and picked it out. Yeah. Just like quick question, would you guys be a nomad?
I would love to be a nomad.
Yeah. It sounds like one of the best jobs. I don't know if I'd do it forever, but it sounds like one of the best jobs in the world.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Let's buy an RV.
Oh, yeah, RV.
RV. Let's get an RV. Right, time for us to wrap up for this Friday. We're going to have to go and get some lunch. Something crazy is going off in the studio. Ladies and gents, thank you very much for being so altruistic and sharing with us some of your paying it forward stories. It's been a great show. Of course, that was the story that we started off with. It was all about how WeChat were running a natural experiment in human generosity. Odds, did you want to say something?
This is from Benjamin, who says, caveat emptor, efficiency, talented. I think teams will be looking for the next Freddie Mercury rather than a Bieber.
There you go.
Right?
Right. So that was our story of the day, all about paying it forward. We then moved on to
how NBA has drafted AI to find their next Michael Jordan.
Then we spoke about how nomads who travel across America to help Amazon stock up on lost goods.
Have yourselves a lovely weekend, folks, but don't go anywhere, of course. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. They spoke with Sinan Ismail, the CEO of Digital Dorian, a homegrown animation studio responsible for hit children's music-based cartoon Didi and Friends, to discuss the local animation industry and what's next for the studio. You have been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.